Fitzroy, your alleyways have a cold, lonely beauty all their own. They are a shortcut through history. Generations come and go while time stands still on the bluestone, but the mice know the score. Like all Melburnians during this second lockdown, our family's life has been defined by a laborious routine, executed within a 5-kilometre ring of confidence. Last week, however, our bubble-like existence was breached by an interloper. We were in lockdown with a mouse who refused to be caught. It had eaten holes in the sourdough, and the butter had tiny teeth marks along the edge. Horror of horrors, there was even mouse poo in the sugar bowl. I set traps in the kitchen to no avail. I filed the mechanism so fine that a stray breath of air would release the coil. But this furry purloiner was too sneaky and too elusive. Occasionally, the trap went off in the dead of night. But as always, nothing. Nothing but crumbs. "Let's call him Houdini," I suggested in a flash of blinding originality as I reset the trap for the umpteenth time. Then, Sunday morning, loud screams erupted from the bathroom. The children were frantic. "The mouse is in the bath!" We had him. Houdini, for his part, just sat at the bottom of the tub, calmly cleaning his whiskers, oblivious to the hysteria. "Oh, he's so cute! Can we take him somewhere and let him go?" the kids pleaded. So I put him in a container, and together we marched him out the back door, down the garden, through the old shed, and 50 metres along the bluestone alleyway. We all knelt as I gently took off the lid, shaking the mouse into the mossy damp gutter while cats looked on from the rooftops. Houdini sat there frozen, his ears pinned back. "Is he okay? Is he hurt?" the children pined. Suddenly, and without warning, Houdini became Jackie Chan, springing into midair before landing again, scampering through our legs and back towards our house, straight along the groove cut deep into the bluestone by the night soil carts of yesteryear. We took off in hot pursuit, desperate to shut the shed door, but Houdini was too quick. He knew where he was going. Back through the shed and garden we ran as Houdini disappeared into a thick tangle of early blooming jasmine, safely back in his mousy version of a 5-kilometre radius. "What now?" chimed the kids. "We'll set him a little bowl of porridge," I nodded with a wink, catching my breath. "He's earned it, don't you think?" "Thank you, Fitzroy, for your beautiful, beautiful alleys. Robert."